Nice morning. Little windy.
Nice morning.
What's that?
A buzzard. A buzzard mewing. Look, you can see him. Two of them. Three.
Like eagles.
Small eagles.
You'd know you were up a mountain. May I ask what you're doing?
I'm boarding up the cottage. Two windows and a door. I'd have thought it was obvious.
Well, why are you doing it?
It's haunted.
What did you say?
That old tractor seat stuck in the ground against the gable end.
I see it.
Sit on it. Take your rucksack off and look down the hillside. There's a thing you have to say when you sit there.
What a view it is.
Inishowen across the loch to the right. Down below us, the mouth of the River Row, with Derry far beyond. And away to the left, the Sperrin Mountains.
They were lucky who lived here.
Repeat after me. If you've a view like this to look at...
If you've a view like this to look at...
You're never wasting your time.
You're never wasting your time. I'm sure I've heard that said before.
Perhaps you've been up here before.
Never. I'm only up here to stretch my legs.
But you know the Roe Valley.
I was born and brought up at the Roe Mouth.
Carramuddle.
That's right. Out towards the river mouth, where the bridge takes the train across. You can almost see it.
And all this time, you've never been up Benevena Mountain?
Never. I told you I'd remember. I've been away for 30 years.
Where did you go?
Africa.
And what did you do?
I had a market garden. A big market garden. Like I'm going to have again.
What? Hereabouts?
McGilligan direction. I found the place I want, and I've got it. Look at this old plough. It's a horse plough. They should put it in the folk museum.
Try carrying it down the mountain.
It's good enough to repair this cottage. Almost looks lived in. Why would you board it up at all?
I told you, it's haunted. It's only fair to warn the public.
There's a ghost here.
Without a ghost, who'd do the haunting?
It comes at night.
In the morning. This morning.
This morning?
Yes.
On a Sunday. A Sunday morning ghost.
There are two of them. They'll be here any minute now.
Is that a fact? Cloud over the sun.
If you say so.
Are you one of them? Are you a ghost?
Try me.
You've real hands. Working hands.
Thank you.
You live nearby?
Yes, I settled in these parts. Now, I've something to show you.
A ghost, I suppose.
Sit down over here and watch.
And watch? Is she one of them? You've a good taste in ghosts. She's removing the haunted sign. No ghost would remove its own sign.
Shh, I told you.
Hazel! Hazel, where are you?
And who's this? A boyfriend. Shh. A ghostly boyfriend.
Oh, Hazel, what are you doing?
Can't you see? I'm taking the boards down. Oh. I'm taking them indoors.
Come back out of there. I miss you. Oh, look at you. Your head above the half door like a donkey.
You could live in here almost.
Marie, looks okay. Couple of chairs, a little cot. Oh, look, a wooden cot.
Oh, smells of shit. Oh. Hey, put your hand above the lintel.
What's that? Put my hand above the lintel?
Yeah, that's where they used to keep things. Useful things or a sentimental thing? Now, put your hand up.
Oh, dirt. No, there's nothing here.
Look, scrabble about. There's always something.
There's nothing. Oh, yes, there is. It's a bottle. Look.
An old Coleraine whiskey bottle. More useful than sentimental.
I think it's sentimental. Years and years and years it's been up there waiting to come in handy for someone.
Well, it's going to come in handy now. There, it's a target. We can throw stones at it.
Throw stones at it?
An appetite for lunch.
But you throw stones at my bottle.
Oh, certainly.
And break it.
If I hit it.
How long have I known you?
Oh, 2 months of summer in the Roe Valley.
And I've not learned that you're the kind of man who throws stones at a woman's bottle.
Oh, well, you know now.
Oh, don't do it.
Got you.
It's my bottle.
I have you trapped. It was a trick.
Not in front of the sheep.
I love you, Hazel.
Thank you.
Silly name that, isn't it? Hazel. Where'd you get it?
It's been in the family. I like it.
Oh, I like it. No.
There was a friend of my mother's who scorned it. All the saints in the calendar to choose from, she said. And you have to call the child after a bloody nut.
That sounds like a Catholic.
Well, could be.
Are you a Catholic?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't remember.
No one forgets a thing like that.
I do.
I could never. Never.
Well, my father was one thing and my mother another. Neither a lot of their parents came to the house till I was 15. By then, they'd begun to notice death coming and they were gentler. Even then, they had to visit on different days in case they met and contaminated each other.
It's understandable.
But we have it in Scotland as well, you see. Only we don't let it take over the politics. Did you say understandable?
My church is important to me. I couldn't do without it. I mean, you must have been brought up one or the other.
I expect so.
Hazel?
Which is it? I don't remember.
It's generally Catholic. I mean, they make conditions.
I deliberately forgot. It was an effort of will.
Oh, you're having me on.
But people often forget things they've done. Something they're ashamed they did, some unhappiness.
But that's the subconscious. Those ones don't know they've forgotten.
I did it consciously. I tried it out on stalagmites and stalactites. It worked. I then did it for religion. That worked.
Stalagmites and stalactites?
Yes.
Oh, God, you're a case. You should be in Grantia.
I tried it out on stalagmites and stalactites. Dripstones.
Dripstones?
One of them hangs down from the roof of the cave. The other sticks up from the floor.
Oh, they do. Oh, God, it's a miraculous concept.
I made a vow. I vowed I would never allow myself to know which was which. Whether it was the stalactite or the stalagmite that hung from the ceiling, or whether it was the stalagmite or the stalactite that stuck up from the floor.
I like to watch you talking.
I succeeded. I do not know which is which.
Even when you're blethering.
And if anyone tries to tell me which is which, I go away before I can hear.
I can tell you the difference.
I don't want to hear.
The stalagmite is the one...
No, you're not going to tell me.
You'll not get away.
These are your ghosts.
That's right.
Whatever they are, they make me cry. They're vulnerable. I know which is the stalagmite. It's the one that...
I wonder if you're right.
Well, of course I'm right. Sure, everyone knows that a stalagmite is the one...
I wonder.
Well, of course I'm sure.
Are you?
No, I'm not sure.
I think you're a comfort.
Look, there's the train.
Crossing the bridge.
Yeah. Next stop, Ballerina.
Colby next, is it? And Ballymena.
And then Antrim and Belfast.
Do you ever think of going away?
No. I like to grow carrots. McGilligan is a famous place for carrots. The best in the world. So that's where I'd like to stay. Do you like it here? I mean, better than Scotland.
Oh, if you have a view like this to look at, you're never wasting your time.
That's what you said to me.
Shh. Is this the kind of place you'd ever live in?
This cottage?
This valley. The Roe Valley.
I might. Well, that's a church bell.
That's right. Yes, a Protestant bell.
A Protestant bell?
Oh, yes. Unmistakable.
Jim, are you trying to tell me you can tell the difference between a Protestant church bell and a Catholic church bell?
A Roman Catholic church bell.
A Roman Catholic church bell, then. Well, are you?
Yes.
Ah, bigotry.
Oh, no, you can tell that's a decent Protestant bell. I mean, the full, warm tone, the honesty, and the polish on the brass.
The polish? You can't hear polish.
Listen. Yeah, you're a bit deaf not to hear it. The gleaming, open-hearted Protestant cleanliness, like a draper's town doorstep. Sure, compare that with the tinny verdigris of the average chapel bell.
I didn't climb Benevin a mountain to listen to rubbish. And how do they get up there to polish the bell? No one ever polishes a church bell.
The Girls' Friendly Society, they're on a rota. Every Saturday, there's three of them climb the ladder into the steeple with their brasso and their rags. It's the only time they're allowed into the church in trousers.
Trousers?
Well, no self-respecting Protestant lady would wear a skirt up a ladder.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
Oh, God.
I thought you were one of them.
It was a Protestant bell.
Well, don't start that again.
It's Ahan Lu Church, down there, towards Limavady. A decent small building with a coke furnace like a power station. Come on, let's have our lunch.
At 11:30.
Well, I'm thirsty.
Or couldn't we walk up the hill a wee, then come back, and then have our lunch?
Oh, a little way, then. Hey, there's a deep gully with a stream, and there's a badger set.
We won't see the badgers at this time of the day, but the gully will be there. Gullies never move.
They've gone. Uphill. Is that where you came down from?
I came in the car.
Car?
You can drive up the other side. There's a lake at the top. I walked down from there.
I don't remember hearing of a lake.
It's for the fishermen. It'll be since your time.
An old whiskey bottle there. That looks real enough.
Don't touch it.
It has a message in it. Look.
Keep your hands off it.
It's a wonder they didn't notice the message.
Maybe they haven't put it in yet.
What did you say?
Come on away.
Here's what I want.
It was really funny about the stream. I heard it. I looked round, and there it was, following us down the dry bed of the gully. Not overtaking us, just following us.
What was that about the stream?
In a dry spell, the stream disappears underground. Last night's rain must have brought it to the surface just behind them.
Last night's rain?
It was uncanny.
Yeah, a ghost of a stream, huh?
Uncanny, she says. Ghost, he says. I'm frightened. If what I've got is a premonition, then I don't like premonitions.
Jim, hush.
Come and sit beside me. You're too far away.
I've written a message, and I've put it in a whiskey bottle. All bottles should have messages in them.
Let me see.
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, Jimmy!
No! Look, I'm putting the bottle with its message back above the lid where it belongs.
I want to read the message.
Oh, no, you wouldn't like it.
Why not?
Oh, look, it's a message for the future. It's not for now.
What future?
Look, it's for you to read in 30 years' time. Look, I'll bring it back and we can read it together.
I think you're silly. Intensely silly. Take your beer.
Thank you.
And a sandwich.
Oh, I didn't know it was possible to feel so content.
Nor I.
They're too happy. It's dangerous. Aren't they too happy? Something will happen. He's going to blow it, that young man.
Shouldn't he be at church on a Sunday morning?
Well, we can go to Evensong on the way home. Down there at Ahan Lu.
Oh, we can.
Hazel, what are you? I mean, joking apart, what are you?
I told you I don't know.
You must know.
I don't know and I don't want to know.
Well, Church of Scotland, Roman Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian.
And don't try to remind me.
Oh, I want to know when we get married.
Who want to know?
The clergyman.
What clergyman?
Well, what can't I say till you tell me what you are?
I don't believe you've ever asked me to marry you. Before we go any further, I suggest you propose to me. You may do so standing up. This is 1955, and I see no reason why you should grovel pleading at my feet. I suspect you've not yet got round to buying me a ring.
Hazel, will you mind?
And don't propose to me sitting down. I may not require you to kneel, but I do require you to stand up.
I'd rather do it properly. I'd rather kneel. Sit there, on the plough. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes, thank you.
Well, what I do is I take a run at it. I mention this because it sometimes frightens the object of my adoration.
Well, you've done this before, I suppose.
Oh, 100 times. I run up, I turn a forward somersault, and there I am on my knees before you.
A somersault?
Right, what? There, will you marry me?
Yes, I will.
Where's my beer? I'm exhausted. Oh, I nearly forgot. I'm sure I have it here somewhere. Here it is.
Oh, Jim.
Here, I'll put it on your finger. Hold still.
Oh, sapphires and diamonds. Oh, it's lovely. It even fits.
You wouldn't have come to be ghosts if something hadn't happened. That's what they are, isn't it? Ghosts.
They're ghosts, all right. You should know.
You still haven't told me.
Told you what?
What church you are.
I did tell you. I don't have one, and I don't remember what I was started off as.
I mean, we could then choose what kind of church to get married in. It'd be nice if it was your church.
I've been trying to explain I don't have a church.
You're serious?
That's right. I don't have a church, and I don't ever go to church. I told you why. My grandparents are why, all 4 of them.
Yes, all?
With our bifocal lenses and our rubber-tipped sticks. And the sniffs they make with their noses when the other lots are mentioned.
I've always seen us going to church on a Sunday morning. I mean, any church would do, whatever yours was.
Jim, I do not go to church ever.
You know, I'm a rector's son. I like the smell of the dust in the hassocks. I like Cranmer's formidable prayers, even when they're read by some parson who's forgotten how to listen to what he reads. I like the feeble hymns, sung so slowly and so feebly that the whole world becomes a yawn. I like to be there. It's a matter of family. You know, when I was a small boy, I would watch my father follow the choir into the church. Alert. His back straight. A man at home in his church. At home with his God.
Who's your God?
Yeah. I wouldn't go to church otherwise.
The Christian God?
Yes.
Do you think the people in the church with you are also believers?
People go to church for all sorts of reasons.
And you believe everything the Church of Ireland teaches?
Yes.
It's an accident of birth that you believe what you believe.
Well, that's right.
And it doesn't bother you?
Well, you're born into a kind of family and you stay with it. I mean, I'd never leave it.
Have you taken in what I've said? Do you understand that I don't go to church and I never will?
I was sure you'd come to church with me on a Sunday.
No.
I don't think I could live that way. Unsettled. Hazel, I mean, if there were children, we'd have to decide.
They'd have to decide.
They need guidance, Christian guidance.
They need guidance, period.
The silly infant's going to throw her over. She's too good for him.
You're serious?
I wouldn't want us to have different beliefs. It'd be a shaky life.
You want me to become a Christian?
Yes.
So that you'll have me going to church with you? How cosy.
No, look, I don't exactly mean that.
You could stop going to church. Then we'd be together.
But you can't ask a Christian to stop going to church.
But you can ask a non-Christian to start going to church. You don't have to be a Christian to have principles. Jim, I'd never go to church just to please someone. Even you.
Well, I'd better go.
It wouldn't worry me when you went off to church on a Sunday morning.
I'd better go.
How can you be so silly and yet so funny to be with?
I have to go.
Goodbye.
I dare not go.
The little fool's gone. Hold still. He's left her alone. Sitting on the plough, her face closed. closed and puffy. Why doesn't she cry? It's apron strings, child. Don't you understand? Holy apron strings. He's a kid.
Ghosts don't hear, Jim. They don't listen.
He can't not go to church. Don't you see? He's not got the courage to put you first. Don't bother about him. He's a first love. Find yourself a grown-up. Cheer up. Find yourself an adult. Look. She's standing up. She's at the cottage door. She's reaching above the lintel. She's brought down the whiskey bottle. She's taking off the ring. She's staring at it. She's staring at a sudden nightmare. She's putting it in the bottle. She's put the ring in the bottle. She's put the bottle back above the lintel. Oh, she stared at me then. Stared through me. I wish you wouldn't do that. Now, look. She's bringing out the boards and the hammer. She's boarding up the cottage. First the windows.
Ghosts don't cry. Not till later.
That boy. Words fail me.
I don't really blame him.
You don't blame him?
Women of 20 are older than men of 22. They were in the 50s.
You have a soft spot for that ghost. For me.
I have soft spots for both of you.
You went home to Scotland the very next day. I soon knew what I'd done. I went to Africa.
I came back here. Traveled over Stranraer to Larne and then the train. But you'd gone. I was desolate.
I fled to Africa to forget. And I did forget.
I stayed here. The place caught me. I went into politics, of all things. A woman in politics in Ulster. The Roe Valley became my home.
I fell in love, and this time I didn't back out. It didn't bother me that my wife was black. It didn't bother her that I was white.
Did she have a religion?
Anglican.
Convenient.
We started our market garden. Acres of black soil. Rows of spinach 100 yards long. Pumpkins as big as the moon. Carrots as big as McGilligan. At the edge we had a shop. We sold our own vegetables. We bought in fruit and sold it. We bought in honey from nearby and sold that. The white customers were friendly to me. They called me by name and talked business and crops. They never spoke to my wife. Or if they did, they treated her as just another helper in the shop. But we didn't care. Unlike that little coward of a ghost, we did not care.
Did you have friends?
Black teachers. My father-in-law was a teacher. UNICEF and Oxfam people. Post-tribal politicians working edgily towards independence. University people, black and white. All the civilized people. The kind of people I'd have met at home here. If I'd had the courage to be my own man. That's what that young horror of a ghost doesn't understand. It's an advantage to mix it. You meet each other's different kind of people. You broaden your horrible little self. You grow up. You grow bloody up. I'd have stayed out there forever. I was happy. Adversity. That's what I had.
And why didn't you stay?
My wife died.
I'm sorry.
Her name was Double Adapter.
Double Adapter?
Her mother went into a shop and asked for one of those things you put in a socket so you can use two plugs. You want a double adapter, the man said.
So she called her daughter Double Adapt. Lovely African name.
All the saints in the calendar.
And she had to call her child after a bone clock. I tried staying on. But there was nothing I wanted to stay for. After 3 years, I gave up and came back here.
I suddenly saw you coming out of Linen Hall Street opposite the courthouse. You looked carefree. I was affronted. Erupting out of the past and looking carefree. You'd no right.
No right?
I knew you'd arrive up here one day. I watched you into Ballycarton this morning and drove round and up.
And set up ghosts for me.
Ghosts, yes.
But never again. You've raised two ghosts. And you've laid them. And I'm very grateful.
I've laid my own also, I do believe. Hey, what are you up to?
Putting the haunted sign away.
I'm getting us a beer. The beer's forward.
Okay, thanks. I'm coming running. You keep the glass. The bottle suits me.
And have one of your own sandwiches.
Thanks. To the ghosts. Of the mountain.
To the ghosts of Benevna.
Now, watch me.
I'm watching.
I have here an old whiskey bottle.
So I see.
I open it. Inside, I find a piece of paper. On this piece of paper, there is some writing. The ink brown with age. Our age. Can you guess what the writing says?
Yes, I can.
Go on, then.
It says one of two things. It either says that a stalactite is the one that hangs from the roof, or else it says it's the one that stands on the floor.
Right.
And I do not want to hear which it is.
Whatever you say.
There's something else in there.
Really? Is there really?
Shake it. Tip it out.
It's your ring. It's your ring. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to propose marriage to you. Now, are you ready?
Wait till I finish my beer.
Now.
Oh, and don't try turning a somersault. You're too old.
Oh.
Be careful.
Oh. God, I'm dizzy.
I warned you.
Will you marry me?
Let me help you up.
Thank you. Maybe you didn't hear me.
I heard you. Very nice, too. Heartwarming.
Perhaps it's a serious proposal.
Serious or not, I can't accept it.
Why not?
It was time you had your ring back. 30 years.
Why not?
My husband wouldn't like it.
You have a husband.
And 4 children.
4 children.
And a little granddaughter.
A granddaughter. A little, ghostly granddaughter.
In Sunday Morning Ghosts, Hazel was played by Barbara Adair and Jim by Gordon Fulton. Young Hazel...